Chad Millman, Action Network, is on the horn with us. What's up, Chad?
How are you, Steve?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Well, I'm really thrilled. It may not pay off that I got my bet in early on the Raiders, but I got the Raiders 2.5 probably 40 minutes ago, around the time when the Nick Mullins news came down. Now it's a pick around town. What does this do for you and your opinion of this game between the Niners and the Raiders?
Well, I thought it was a pretty craptastic game to begin with, and where I was leaning a little bit towards the Raiders, it's hard not to, you know, sometimes it's easy to outthink yourself, right? Like, you're going to be the smartest guy in the room, and the 49ers have a guy coming in, and it's going to change up the game plan, and the Raiders don't know who he is. But at the end of the day, you got a third-string quarterback going against a professional football team who was not expected to play until about an hour ago. So it's hard not to go in on the Raiders.
You going to do it?
I don't know.
I love it. You're like, it's hard not to go in. And then I point blank, you going to do it? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't love it. I'm not sure I'm dying. Honestly, am I dying to watch this game? And I'm not one of those guys who can, like, not watch a game that he's bet. Like, I like to be involved.
Right.
And I don't want to torture myself with this.
Well, I mean, value is value, and if you're going to stick to those sharp principles, you would think this is a play, you know, you got to take a chance on. What do you do?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go better right now. Maybe you're convincing me as we speak.
Oh, no.
Maybe I will allegedly make a bet as we speak.
Next week you're going to come on screaming at me that I coaxed you into making the bet and the Raiders lose 27-4.
I'm doing it right now.
Two safeties.
Exactly.
All right. Well, my buddy across the way, Adam Hill, is doing well in his best bets. So Adam, he picks one game every Sunday morning over at the Westgate, and he's 6-2 on the year. And two games, Adam, have you lost with the Bills or just one in your best bet?
Just one.
And you're going to go with the Bills again. What are you going to do?
I mean,
again, the sharps on this, Chad. You have to take 10 with a home team against the Bears, don't you?
You really do. It's funny. I had this conversation today on the favorites with Blackjack Fletcher, our podcast, and we were going back and forth, like, is, you know, and I feel like you do. I feel like you just have to go in and take the Bills. The Bears are not the Patriots. You know, they're not a team that is the exception to the rule. I agree with Adam. It's a 10-point dog right now. It might be higher by Sunday. The only thing I would say is, are you getting the best of the number right now? You know, would you be better off waiting until Sunday?
Wow, you think the public is going to come out and push it to 10.5, 11, 12?
Nathan Peterman, man.
I know.
Nathan Peterman.
I know. What a league. What a league we're watching that we have to bet this nonsense at times.
Honest to God.
It's amazing with these quarterbacks. So Carolina has an up-and-down quarterback. I've been riding the Panthers the last couple weeks. It's paid off. But now, you know, you talk about this all the time. Sometimes the value just gets squeezed out of a team. Carolina laying 6.5 against Fitzmagic. That's not a good number, is it?
Too much. Walk away. Just say no. You know, like, I agree with you. Carolina's one of those teams. Like, everyone's getting more and more excited about them. And I'm not seeing it. Like, at this number against against Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it's just too big. Like, the back door stays wide open with him. You just don't know.
Is that back door, let's not get sick about this and kind of pervy, but is it enticing enough to play Tampa plus the 6.5?
No.
Okay.
No. This is a skip 'em. Like, you don't have to bet every game on the board. Even though there's only 12 games this week, there's plenty of good enticing opportunities out there. Skip some. Keep your hands in your pocket. That's why wise guys are wise guys.
There you go. Chad Millman, Action Network. You can find him up on Twitter at Chad Millman, at Action Network HQ. I'm going to get to your best bets. I think they're your best bets here in just a minute, but I want to talk another team that is down in the dumps. They're going against a freaking juggernaut as Kansas City's in town, laying 8.5 against the Browns. Now, are the Browns going in the right direction, or is this going to be a, you know, band of misfits the rest of the way under Greg Williams?
Unleashed. Go with the Browns.
Yeah.
Take the points. Baker ball. It's going to be insane. It's going to be like, honest to God, it'll be a pickup game, you know, in the middle of Cleveland. to me, it's the same as the Bills. Like, obviously, the Chiefs are so hot, but I think Baker's had a few bad games. I think that what you saw was a team that was really competitive for a while and reached its limit based on the turmoil that was existing between Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. Now that's gone. We've seen what Greg Williams can do to fire up a team. I would not be uncomfortable betting the Browns in this spot.
Can I give you something to bust the horns of your buddy Bob Scucci, who's on the favorites pod? I understand what bookmakers do. They're sort of one-dimensional. They're concerned for their jobs. How dare they be, right? But they complain about what they need. And I heard Scucci say, boy, we really need the Browns in this one. Can I just bring up a fact about Nevada sportsbooks? The Nevada sportsbooks just finished up the last calendar year winning $275 million. The hold was 5.2%, which is way over the norm, which is about 3.5%. Chad, in September, they held like 9%. So for the bookmakers around the city, and I do this almost every day, stop telling us what you need. You're winning. You're beating us. Come on.
Yeah, as I say to Scucci every single time, cry me a river. I feel so bad for anything that ever happens to you in the sports book.
Because we know the same people who kill them are going to come back and probably lose in the end. They're going to give the money back.
Yeah, exactly. I don't take anything that Scucci says about, you know, the challenges to heart.
Best bet time. And you can get these on Wednesday and then keep listening throughout the week because Chad may change his mind. But what I heard on your best bets, I think you love the Redskins against the very talented Atlanta Falcons. The Skins are laying 1.5.
I do love the Redskins. I really love the Saints against the Rams. I don't want to be on the opposite side of Drew Brees in a game that is essentially for home field throughout the playoffs. So those are the two games I'm eyeing pretty heavily right now.
Okay, other games I heard you considering, and I disagree with you on, you think the Ravens are the bet? I actually think Pittsburgh is the bet.
How come?
The road team, and it's not, you know, a massive trend that goes back years and years and years, but the road team has had the most success in this series. We're only going back four, but the road team is 4-0 ATS. And the Steelers, for some reason, don't play up to snuff historically. This is a number, and, you know, I know everyone's not a numbers guy, but the Steelers are 1-6-1 against the Ravens the last eight meetings. Which I guess argues against my Steelers point. But I like the Steelers. I gave good sides there, didn't I? You like that?
No, way to go.
My thing is, let's look at recency bias, and I'm going to buy into the bias. I just don't think the Ravens are playing very consistently lately. They've lost 3 of 4, and Flacco's just, man, he's not even a top half of the league quarterback. He misses so many easy passes. So I am going to stick with the Steelers, even though I gave the crapola ATS in the last eight.
Well, you just gave me the reason why I like the Ravens. I think the Ravens, if at all possible, are undervalued in this game. And so I like a home team with a really good defense when so much money is coming in on the road dog. Like, just give me the team that I think can – give me a team that needs to win by a field goal at home.
Evan, you guys pointed out this is very much a public play. So if you want to be a sharp, go against the public. I think it's like a 10-1 count on tickets on the Pittsburgh side. I know another game, and, well, let's test your objectivity. Are you picking teams like the Saints, and are you on the Texans because you have those future tickets, or do you, like, why do you like the Texans going against Denver?
So here's the thing. I am completely on the fence on this game, and I don't know that I'm going to make a decision until Sunday when I see where the line is. I feel like it's been moving. Part of me feels like the Texans have won 6 in a row, and they're finally playing at sort of the level they're supposed to. But who have they beaten in those 6 games? Not very good teams. The flip side, the Broncos, short home favorite, a situation that I really like, a really good defense. The loss of Demaryius Thomas doesn't really mean anything to me. The gain of Demaryius Thomas doesn't really mean anything to me for the Texans. The Broncos have been losing, other than the Jets, which I think was a little bit of an anomaly because of the travel. Other than the Jets, like, they are losing to really good teams. And oftentimes they're playing good teams really tough. So I feel like there's a peak value on the Texans right now. And the Broncos, as a short home favorite, or by the time the game goes off, this could be pick or Broncos plus one, I might have to lean to the Broncos at that point.
So explain this one to me. Why is this a case of recency bias? Why were the Packers getting 7.5 and it started up even higher than that, and that was against the Rams? And this week, they're only getting 5.5, 6 against the Patriots. Are the Patriots that much different than the Rams, or, again, are we dealing with recency bias because the Packers play competitively in L.A.?
I think this is about the Rams. I think this is about fans loving the Rams, bookmakers knowing this, and giving the Rams a lot more credit than they're giving the Patriots right now. Even though the Patriots are continuing to win, the Rams are so hot, being in the position they are, the Patriots just aren't at that level in terms of public support when you've got Aaron Rodgers coming in. And so I think there's a little bit of a discount. I actually feel like this number is floating around between 6 and 5.5, and I kind of like the Packers at plus 6. I don't love it. I'm probably not going to bet it unless the line sort of egregiously moves one way or the other. Gets a little bit lower, then I'm going to bet the Patriots. Moves a little bit higher, then I'm going to bet the Packers. But I don't know how much it's going to move out of that 5.5 and 6 range.
Chad Millman's with us from the Action Network. Get the app. It's actionnetwork.com/app. It's free. You got real-time spreads up there. You can basically tag games and keep track of where the spread is going. You can also track your bets during the game, and that's a scary one. You can see your win percentage up and down throughout the game. And they'll even lay things out so that you don't do what I just did 2 minutes ago with the Ravens and the Steelers, where I basically had both sides. I confused myself. I confused myself on that one. I was trying to give myself so many factoids that I screwed up my own play. Last game to cover. I am intrigued by your take on the Chargers, because I do think the Chargers are underrated, but I also like Seattle, and this guy was my preseason pick, Russ Wilson, for the MVP. I don't know how you can be on the Chargers plus just 1.5 at Seattle.
So hard, right? So hard. I think, look, the Chargers, the Seahawks, Steve, I'm going to do what you did.
Yep.
The Seahawks is playing really well, even without Earl Thomas, even without Michael Kendricks. You know, you look, I sort of took that first game after Earl Thomas went down, which was the Rams, and the Seahawks played great, high-scoring game. The next game, they beat the Raiders 28-3. This last game, first game after the bye, they beat up on a team that was playing really, really well in the Lions. But now I've got the Chargers, who I think are much more talented overall on offense than the Seahawks are. Certainly more talented than the Lions. And they're off a bye, and I think Phillip Rivers is playing at an MVP caliber level. And so I don't know what to do. I think I'm going to go with the Chargers, even though it's against everything I believe in.
Well, I'll give you some pause. It looks like most of the money, well, it's not always the case, but anyway, Chargers side is actually getting stronger. It's a pick at some spots. It's one in others, and I'm starting to think that someone has a snitch and knows that Melvin Gordon is playing. There's nothing official on that yet, but this, it seems like it's one-sided action pushing the line down towards a pick.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I've noticed that the money is coming into the Chargers, and that worries me a little bit. And like you, I haven't been able to figure out, like, all of a sudden the public is back in the Chargers, which doesn't really make sense to me. Like, they're just not the kind of team that's going to get a ton of action from the public. So I'm trying to figure out where that's coming from, and if that's someone who agrees with me, or if I'm all of a sudden a square.
Might be a square on this one. Sorry, my friend.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Won't be the first time.
I know, right? All right, Chad, have a good weekend. Have a winning weekend. We'll talk to you.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
There you go. At Action Network HQ on Twitter, actionnetwork.com. Go get the app.